Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We began with the song, Come Into His Presence, and that's what we're going to do over the next hour. Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Babe of Bethlehem, the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God. Father, thank you for letting us worship you. Thank you for taking pleasure in our adoration. Thank you for Christmas, where we can see how you entered into this world, Lord. You came to this earth in the form of the Babe of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Your Spirit was in him. He grew up and died on the cross for us so that we may worship you today, have our sins forgiven, not just forgiven, but paid for on the cross of Calvary, so that we may come into your presence and know that all is well. We have been redeemed by accepting your Son Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And I pray for those that are listening today, Father, who may not know you as their Abba Father and Jesus as their Redeemer. I pray that as we talk and sing about Christmas today and about worshiping you, the Holy Spirit might get into their lives and make them realize that they can have joy and peace and have forgiveness of sins by believing in Jesus and trusting in him alone. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your plans for our lives, which may be different than our plans. But we know, Father, that as our God and Heavenly Father, you know what's absolutely best for us. And we yield ourselves to your plans. We place our trust in you. Truly all is well, because the mighty King, the Lord of glory, Emmanuel, God with us, has come to this earth to live among us and to die for us. been listening to Christine Wurtzen and her alto flute, O Come, Emmanuel. Coming up next, I want to share some scripture, and we're going to depart from the Psalms today to share some wonderful verses from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Today from the New International Version of the Scriptures. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Oh, I'm sure many of you have heard the Christmas carol, The 12 Days of Christmas. Well, there's a story, I don't know whether it's true or not, about how this carol came into being. The story is that between the years 1558 and 1829, in England, Roman Catholics were forbidden to practice their faith. So they used this song to help teach their children about God. Here's how it goes.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love, now that means God, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. That represents Jesus Christ on the cross. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves. That means the Old and New Testaments. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens. Now that can either be the Trinity or gifts of the Magi. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds. Of course, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And on the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, 6 days of creation, found in Genesis chapter 1. This is the story about how the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, came to be. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love, and remember, my true love represents God, on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming. Now, those seven could represent the seven I Am statements that we find in John's Gospel. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking. Those could be the eight Beatitudes that we find in Matthew chapter 5. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing, the nine fruit of the Spirit that we find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping. Those are the 10 commandments found in Exodus chapter 20. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful disciples. We find their names in Acts chapter 1. And on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, the 12 points in the Apostles' Creed.
Well, that's called The 12 Days of Christmas, and some people say that is why it was written. Others say it wasn't, but it's a good way to think about it anyway, isn't it? The 12 Days of Christmas, reminding us of what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ.
The Father gave the Son. The Son gave the Spirit. Gives us life so we can give the gift of love, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on. Don't you love to get a present wrapped up in a Christmas bowl? God gave each of us a present on that night so long ago. It's a gift that keeps on giving if our spirits can receive. It's the secret joy of living if our hearts can just believe. And the gift goes on.
The Father gave the Son.
And the gift goes on.
The Son gave the Spirit.
And the gift
In the background right now, it's a Larry Dalton Orchestra medley of songs, Good Christian Men Rejoice, Oh, How a Rose Are Blooming, and Oh, Come, All You Faithful. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship, the last call to worship coming up before Thursday this week, which will be Christmas Day. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to you. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about An Ordinary Night, a wonderful devotional by Max Lucado. The sky was ordinary. It was a beautiful night, a night worth picking out of your bedroom window to admire, but not really an unusual one. But the sheep were ordinary. There were some fat, some scrawny. They were simply sheep, lumpy, sleeping silhouettes on a hillside. And the shepherds, peasants they were, probably wearing all the clothes they owned, smelling like sheep and looking just as woolly. An ordinary night with ordinary sheep and ordinary shepherds. And were it not for a God who loves to hook an extra on the front of the ordinary, the night would have gone unnoticed. The sheep would have been forgotten and the shepherds would have slept the night away. One minute the shepherd was dead asleep. The next he was rubbing his eyes and staring into the face of an alien. The night was ordinary no more. We'll be sharing this devotional by Max Lucado a little later on in the broadcast. I just want to say thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. Call to Worship is a program that's made available to you without charge. But there are expenses here in the production and distribution of the program. And when you send in your tax-deductible gift, it's really helped staying on the air. So I want to say thank you for that. And you can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you can listen to this program right here on our website at www.calltoworship.us. The week's Call to Worship program is available for you to listen all week long. And so I would encourage you to do that if you can't hear the program on a local station. We have other things on that website, like a playlist for this week's program, listing the songs and the artists and the album information and things like that. As we share with you the scripture for today, you can follow along that too. And there are other things there on that website too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Well, let's get back to the music in the background with Larry Dalton and the orchestra as we pick up the song, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Look with me into the manger and see a lion who became a lamb, a king who became a peasant, God who became our Savior.
Stand in awe of you.
I'd like to share some thoughts with you today about Christmas and about the night Jesus came, the words of Max Lucado. There is one word that describes the night that Jesus came: ordinary. The sky was ordinary. An occasional gust stirred the leaves and chilled the air, and the stars were diamonds sparkling on a black velvet. Fleets of clouds floated in front of the moon. It was a beautiful night. A night worth peeking out of your bedroom window to admire, but not really an unusual one. No reason to expect a surprise. Nothing to keep a person awake. An ordinary night with an ordinary sky. The sheep were ordinary. Some were fat, some were scrawny. Some with barrel bellies, some with twig legs. Just common animals. No fleece made of gold. No history makers here. No blue ribbon winners. They were simply sheep, lumpy, sleeping silhouettes on a hillside. And the shepherds, peasants they were, probably wearing all the clothes that they owned, smelling just like the sheep, and looking just as woolly. They were conscientious, willing to spend the night with their flocks. But you won't find their staffs in a museum, nor their writings in a library. No one asked their opinion on social justice or the application of the Torah. They were nameless and simple and ordinary. An ordinary night with ordinary sheep and ordinary shepherds. One minute the shepherd was dead asleep, and the next he was rubbing his eyes and staring into the face of an alien. The night was ordinary no more. The angel came in the night because that is when lights are best seen, and that is when they are needed most. God comes into the common for the same reason. His most powerful tools are the simplest. It all happened in a moment, a most remarkable moment that was like none other. God became a man. Remember what it says in John chapter 1? The Word became a human and lived among us. We saw His glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father, and He was full of grace and truth. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, in the form of His Son, is very close to the Father, and He has shown us what God is like. You see, the Word became flesh, and He dwelt among us. He became human. God became a man. While the creatures of earth walked unaware, divinity arrived. God was given eyebrows and elbows and two kidneys and a spleen. God had come near. No silk, no ivory, no hype. And to think of Jesus in such a light is, well, it's almost irreverent, isn't it? It is much easier to keep the humanity out of the incarnation, but don't do it. Let Him be as human as He intended to be. Let Him into the muck and the mire of your life today. For only if you let Him in can He pull you out. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for entering into our lives in the form of a baby. You came here so that we might know how much You love us. And You came here to pay the penalty that we could not pay for our own sins, so that we may spend eternity with You. Father, thank You for sending Jesus to this world. Thank You for being the reason for the season.
Just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Little Lord Jesus, born in a manger, just a cradle of a cross. 'Twas the night that God looked down upon His Son.
was the night that God looked down upon his son. Little son Jesus, born in a manger, 'twas the night that God looked down on his son. All the shepherd lads were bending the knee, and how the little lambs were all trying to see.
Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And coming up this week, we're celebrating Christmas. And I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for worshiping with us all year long here on A Call to Worship. And I want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. And when you send your tax-deductible gifts or call to worship, I just want to say thank you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. This program is available all week on that website, and of course there's lots of other things there too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And our mailing address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And remember that Call to Worship is a part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our time together with the Tom Fetke Singers and Orchestra medley of songs, Rejoice! Good Christian Men Rejoice! Have a great week and Merry Christmas, everyone!
Christ is born today. Hearts and as before him bow.
And he is in the manger now.
Christ is born today. Christ is born today.
Rejoice, rejoice.